This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN peacekeeping troops say they have retaken control of a city in the Central African Republic, captured 2 weeks ago by armed groups waging an offensive against the government. Rebels abandoned their position in Bangassou, 750 kilometers east of the capital, Bangui, and fled the city following an ultimatum on Friday from the UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSCA. That's according to the force's spokesman late on Saturday. Armed groups waging a nationwide offensive captured the city on January 3rd, forcing many residents to flee to the Democratic Republic of Congo. A spokesman for MINUSCA's military component said the UN force intervened to stop attempts at looting overnight Friday to Saturday. Six of the most powerful armed groups in the nation, who have occupied roughly two-thirds of the country for 8 years, united a month ago to wage an offensive. The coalition announced their offensive ahead of the December 27th presidential and legislative vote. Landlocked CAR is one of the world's poorest nations and has seen a string of coups and wars since it gained independence from France in 1960. Indonesia's emergency agency said Sunday that the death toll from Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake now stands at 73. The agency said more than 820 people were injured and over 27,800 left their homes after the earthquake. Some sought refuge in the mountains, while others went to cramped evacuation centers. A spokesman for the agency added that police and military officers have been deployed to crack down on looting in several parts of the affected region. An emergency response status intended to help rescue efforts has also been put in place for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the head of Indonesia's meteorological agency said another quake